to be on the team, provided you replace one of the trainees with someone experienced.
OK, I didn't think you'd agree. I'll send Sabrina instead of Timo. She's had international experience and she's good with people too.
Good. So, who have we got so far? Brett, Sabrina, Jamie and Pascal. That just leaves two more from my team. How long do I have?
Unless we get this list to HR before Friday, we won't be sending anyone. It all needs discussing again with them before contracts are drawn up.
Right, let's get this done now. I need to find two more people.
Well, provided one of them has got some experience, the other one could be a trainee.
Well, in that case, I'd like to send Lena and Marlon.
Great. I know them both. Good choice.
So, a quick recap. If I send Brett, Lena and Marlon, you'll send Sabrina, Jamie and Pascal.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Great. That sounds like a plan.
Audio 36.
So, let's just summarise the situation. Taking on contract workers is a no-no. And if we chose our best workers and sent them, it would be damaging to our departments because the knowledge base would be gone. So what we've decided to do is propose staff based on their personal strengths as well as their professional capabilities.
Exactly.
Now, I've identified four possible candidates from your team who look ideal.
Wait a minute. Four from my team? We can't do that. If I transferred four people, I'd only have three left. I could offer you three, but I'd expect three from your team too.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's only fair. If you guaranteed Brett, I'd let you have Jamie, Pascal and Timo from my team.
But both Jamie and Timo are straight out of school. You can't expect Brett to work with two trainees on something as important as this. He'd end up doing the work of three people.
But it'd be a great experience for them.
I don't care. It's not fair. I'll be happy for Brett.